Hey guys, I'm pumped. Welcome back to the official Extreme Prospecting Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Tosti, at JoeTosti3 on Twitter. I'm also the founder and CEO of Extreme Prospecting. That's at extremeprospecting.com or at Extreme Prospecting on Facebook. Check that out. Hey guys, after hearing just some really phenomenal feedback from the audience over the past couple podcasts, I've decided to incorporate an Extreme Prospecting podcast mini-series that's 5 minutes max in nature. So today's topic is time management. Now, time management happens to mess up a lot of people who are in the world of selling. It just messes up everybody, right? So I've got a couple questions that we want to address today in under 5 minutes. Okay, so we want to address, what is time? How do we maximize time? How do we eliminate distractions? Okay, I'm also going to talk about the wrong way versus the right way to manage time. We're going to talk about how do you execute on that, and we're going to talk about self-awareness with our time management. So what is time? Well, time is, you know, sometimes time moves very fast, sometimes it moves slow. Our self-awareness of time is going to be critical. So when you are not engaged in the activity, time moves oh so slow, right? If you've ever taken chemistry or biology, you've seen that time just moves incredibly slow, right? But maybe you're watching the Warrior game, or you're watching, you know, the Super Bowl. Time moves fast, you're engaged, you're having fun. So time is what we make of it, okay? What is time? Time is what we make of it, okay? So if you want your life to be just absolutely amazing, whatever you want your life to be, you need to be alive and engaged, and then that's going to wake you up to managing your time better. Okay, how do we maximize time? We're fully engaged in the activity, okay? We maximize time by saying, you know, no to the distractions, okay? We maximize time by scheduling, okay? So the wrong way versus the right way of time management. So the wrong way is to just, the worst way is just to go into the day and you haven't blocked out anything on your calendar whatsoever. You just show up and you're just hacking around, okay? That's the wrong way. The right way, especially for prospecting, is I want not a block of prospecting time on your calendar. Okay, I talk about this in the webinar, but the right way is I want to see every single visit. Like, so if you're going to make 15 calls, you can put that on the calendar. But if you're going outbound, if you're banging on doors, I want to see the list of companies you're hitting on your calendar. That is going to be the right way, and it's going to wake you up to be able to execute your time better. It is a phenomenal tip. Schedule everything, okay? Schedule everything. It's helped me do wonders in managing my time, okay? Focus on the smallest thing, okay? This is so huge because a lot of times we get nervous, scared, we don't know where to start. So what we can do is focus on the smallest thing. So if you need to make 50 calls, 100 calls, visit 30 people today, just focus on that one call, okay? If you can just focus on one call, you are going to be unstoppable, okay? It's focusing on the smallest thing, right? When I do a podcast, I don't focus on the length of the podcast. I just focus on starting. That's all I care about is starting, and then it rolls on, okay? Self-awareness. Self-awareness is understanding that you have 24 hours in a day. Everyone has 24 hours. Warren Buffett has 24 hours. Bill Gates has 24 hours. You know, Donald Trump, he has 24 hours. We all have 24 hours. How we execute those 24 hours are going to be critical to our success in time management. Okay, and how do we do that? Well, how we execute is we just have to say we're killing off distractions. Okay, I could be distracted right now with motivational music, other things, but I have to focus. Okay, I have to focus. I have so many things that I'm trying to do right now, and so do you. Okay, so in order to eliminate distractions, you have to focus. You have to be able to cut out the distractions. You need to schedule. Okay, remember the right way, the wrong way, right way. I want you to schedule everything on your calendar. Focus on the smallest thing possible, and if you're able to do this, you're going to be able to be a master at time management and execute this perfectly. All right, guys, that is the podcast miniseries on time management.